Now, the rest of the story. Late one Saturday night, Bernie and Frank and Virgil went to work. It was night work because Bernie and Frank and Virgil were burglars. Virgil was the lock man in the outfit. He boasted there was no lock that could stop him. He had keys or ways, he said, which could open any door. They'd already cased the joint they were going to knock over that Saturday night. George, the boss of the burglary ring, had looked the place over. It should be easy. A piece of cake, all agreed. Virgil had eyeballed the lock and waved it away with his hand. He could spit on it and it would open. Night fell. They were standing at the front door of this place, except for George. George had stayed back at the hideout. Hours later, there was a knock on the hideout door. It was Bernie and Frank and Virgil, and they looked grim. What had happened? The head man, George, demanded. A little slip-up, said Virgil sheepishly. The keys didn't work. Now, George's eyes grew wide. What did he mean they didn't work? Virgil said that he'd slipped one into the front door lock. It didn't quite fit, so he pushed a little harder, and it got jammed in there. George clapped an anxious hand over his face. Didn't the boys realize the danger of abandoning a damaged lock? The people would notice the tampering. Then they'd really lock the place up. Maybe even install a burglar-proof security system. One thing was sure. If they ever wanted to go back and try again, they'd have to clean up that lock that very night. And George went with them this time. About 3 a.m, when they all got to the front door, George was relieved to see that although the lock was scarred a little, probably nobody would notice. George glared at Virgil sternly and said, "Look, you get some new tools, and next time, do it right." "How soon?" Virgil asked. And George said, "Tomorrow night." By the next night, Virgil had picked up some new keys for the job. He had to fly all the way to Miami and back to get the necessary burglar tools, but he got them, and he was ready. Now, let me say that the Saturday night fiasco you have just heard about was not the first time they'd tried to knock over that same place, nor would it be the last time. They recruited reinforcements. A fellow named Eugenia, another one named Felipe, Rinaldo. They had 3 helpers and tried it again and failed again. They tried the next night and couldn't get in. They should have quit while they were behind. Because when they tried again a fifth time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mind you, when they tried a fifth time, they got in, but they never got out. For the last time, the Three Stooges bungling burglars you've just met left some tape over the door latch and alerted a security guard and got caught. And the Silly Billy burglars had never intended to steal anything in the first place. All they had intended to do was to break in and sneak out, leaving behind a concealed microphone. Really, that was all. That is all these abysmal inexperts had ever intended to do in the first place. When they were repeatedly frustrated by an ordinary hotel room door that forgettable night in 1972 in Washington, D.C.'s Hotel Watergate. And now you know the rest of the story.